Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. How you doing? Welcome to Israel Doctrines Google Hangout. And today, the Huddle Israel Doctrine, which is a blog talk radio show that I created years back. So, welcome to the Huddle with Israel Doctrine, truly. But people, this is not the only way to interact with this show. What you do, if you truly want to interact with anything you see in here, just call in at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time daily. If you see a title, show title or something that you like and would like to deal with, and just call in and speak as a guest. The number to call in to do so is 646-668-8071. Once again, that's 646-668-8071. That's if you want to really talk or whatever. I know people like to leave comments and state things. But even if you see a past video or something you would like to deal with, we always open up the phone lines to talk about anything. The thing here is to communicate with the people. You know, the power is in the people. You know, the more information you can make active in the community, the more power the community will have. So that's what we're about here. The Huddle was about huddling up with the community and talking with the community. Not just trying to force feed anything down your throat. That's pretty much the introduction for the day. Now, the title of today's show is How to Rightly Divide the Word Truth. Right? And I know y'all see a lot of people, you know, out here dealing with the Word of God and call themselves understanding and comprehending the Word of God and trying to teach the Word of God. So, to a degree, you need an understanding on how to rightly divide the word of truth. So when you see people out here calling themselves doing so, you can deal with them. So let's go to the first fundamental or intrinsic properties in the Bible to deal with, which is Ecclesiastes, right? Because this is the first thing you got to deal with. This is the first thing you got to believe and understand, comprehend, so on and so forth. So Ecclesiastes 12, and we're going to pick it up at 9. And it reads, "And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge." See, a wise preacher would still teach you knowledge, right? "Yea, he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs." Proverbs is just another way of saying parables, figures of speech, metaphors, similes, this, that, and the other. If you understand figures of speech, it's many different types. But a proverb is just another form of writing something, you know. And the Bible is written in, you know, parables, proverbs, allegories, and every other form of writing you can figure, right? So it said the preacher sought out to find acceptable words. You know how people read that scripture and say, "Prove all things." What things do we need to prove? All things that are written, people, truly. Because that's where we gain our authority from. Hey, shut up! That's what we gain our authority from, truly. So it say, the preacher sought out to find acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. So if you don't believe what's written in this Bible is upright, even words of truth, why would you even get in it and try to divide properly or teach someone knowledge out of it? Because you don't believe that what you're seeking out can be found in the buying of this book from cover to cover, from Genesis to Revelation. So if you don't believe that, you don't need to be in the book, truly. The more and more I talk with brothers and sisters every day, you know, they pick up the Bible, even this quote-unquote version of the Bible, the KJV, King James Version, and they don't believe what's written in here is upright, even words of truth. They start doubting things and saying stuff and twisting stuff and finding other, you know, translations and doing different stuff. They're not trying to prove all things, truly, all the things that's written in this book. They say they are, but they really looking for the flaw. Well, they didn't translate it right. Well, the historical documents say this about it and this, that, and the other. People, if the book is not right, just don't deal with the book. Go get an all Greek Bible, Septuagint or whatever. Go get an all Hebraic Bible with just Hebrew words in it and stuff. And stop dealing with the English translation of it. Truly. I mean, if you're going to go to the depths and try to hold something up to that level, then go to that level and stay there. But this word is not. This KJV been around a long time, especially for us over here, and then like people like to say the wilderness of North America, on this continent. Given to us, you know, as people like to say the white man. Well, yes. Everything we got came from the white man. We was slaves. We was captured, snatched up, brought over here, buck naked. Didn't have nothing to eat, didn't have nothing. When we got over here, everything that came on the shores of America, we didn't have boats and we weren't importing it over here. So how you think anything that we got came from any other source? This is the silliness of our people. That's why I'm just here. You know, it's really a conversation once again. I'm not just trying to teach you and stuff, but I'm trying to give some, you know, insight on what's going on out here and people in the community dealing with the Word of God. Some people don't believe this word is true. I do. From Genesis to Revelation, everything I know it from the book. And most of the stuff I know will confound other people because they don't believe in the book. So therefore, they become very ignorant of what's written in the book. So, now, what I want to do, I want to go to Romans 10 and 17. And it say, so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But where do we supposed to go, people? As it say, that which is written is upright, even words of truth. So why would we go anywhere else? Why would it be a need to go anywhere else, people? I don't know. Some people believe that there is a need to go somewhere else. So let's go back in this Romans 10. And it say, in verse 6, but the righteousness which is of faith, speaking on this wise, say not in our heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what says it? The word is nigh to thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the words of faith which we preach, right? So, as the prophets and the apostles and all the men that was moved by the Holy Spirit or inspired by the Holy Spirit to scribe the words of God, then the word of God has been going out for a mighty long time. Even that which is written is upright, even words of truth, so on and so forth, right? 9. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth that Jesus, the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him up from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you believe that, because this is the hope of all men. This is the hope of all mankind. Male and female, young and old, middle age or whatever, right? That they will raise up from the dead. And that when they are raised, that they will be saved from the lake of fire. Because that's what you will be facing when you resurrected from the dead. Either an entry into the kingdom, one of the 12 gates for most, or the lake of fire. So, that's the gospel within itself. We ain't going to get too deep into it, though. 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You believe it, then speak it. Manifest it in your speech and in your actions, right? For the scripture says, whosoever believe on him should not be ashamed, right? So when New Testament sitting around Old Testamenters, how are you going to be ashamed to speak up on the Lord God of Israel? Right? Most going to say, oh, that's a Greek mindset, or that's a Roman mindset, or that's a, you know, that's a Westerner mindset, or that's a whatever mindset. They ain't going to say it's a godly mindset because God wants you to believe on his son, as Jesus said. That's the key to it all. Believe on him whom he sent. That he is who he is. As he would tell you, I am that I am. And y'all know where that statement comes from and who gave it to you. Because he's the one that gave it to you. But 12. For there is no difference between and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Lord of all is rich unto all that call upon him. Right? Knowing who he is. For whosoever should call upon him, right? Call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Him. And call upon his name. That's why you ask everything in his name. You pray to the Father, but you do it in his name, believing that he is the doorway, or he's that veil you got to go through to get to the Holy of the Holies and do what you got to do. So, 14. How then shall they call upon him whom they have not believed? You don't believe on him, how you going to call on him? You don't believe he can do what he said he came to do. It say, and how should they believe on him of whom they have not heard? You haven't heard about him. Why? Because the preacher wasn't wise and still taught you knowledge. Not able to go into that which is written, the words which is even upright, words of truth, right? And bring him out, which, you know, it's Old Testament, Genesis to Malachi. True preacher of the word or the gospel, you should be able to go back there and deal with him all day, knowing that everything is written about him and how it relates to him. Shut up, mutts. Want some attention. So, and how should they preach except they be sent, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them which preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good. How beautiful are the feet of them. 16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Elijah said, Lord, who have believed our report? Who have believed our report? So then, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God, the very words that have been inspired, that which has been written, words that's even upright and truthful. That's why I went to Ecclesiastes first, right? That's why I went to Ecclesiastes first, people, to set the premise and the foundation. That which is written is the word of God. It's upright, even words of truth. And to prove all things is to go in the word of God and show those things that are written to be so. Because most of what's written is prophecy. Even a lot of historical acts. At certain times, you hear the people talking and they giving you prophecy of what's to befall or what's to become people later on in generations to come. Seeing that they knew God understanding, he gave his prophets the understanding that these people are not going to do right. They hard-headed. They heart is wicked, and unless they get a heart transplant, they ain't going to do right. That's where the new covenant comes in and all that. Moses prophesied and told of these things. That's why you have a more sure word of prophecy. A more sure word. If you don't want to believe the apostles, you go back to the sure word. You can go back into the law and deal with anything. When Moses put the pen down and whoever else helped scribe them first books, them first five, which is called Torah, Moses and somebody else wrote that, people. The Bible itself don't say Moses wrote the first five books. So whoever told you that, or whoever propagate that and perpetuate that to you, I mean, you done ate it up. I don't eat it up because I can't read it in the book. It ain't upright, even words of truth, because it's not written in the book. It may be written, but it's not written in the book. See what I'm saying? So, it said 15 again. How should they preach except they be sent, as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. What? Good things to come. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Elijah, however you say that, said, Lord, who have believed our report? So then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard what? The word of God. Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the end of the world. Especially at this point, you got a Bible everywhere. Got that one on lip. So, but I say, did not Israel know? First Moses say, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are not, or no people, but a foolish nation will I anger you. Right? That's prophecy, people. You got to know that. So, we touched on this a little bit yesterday, and it's not to take shots at LeBron, because he said you want to debate it. If I want to debate him, I can just say, let's go and turn on something and we can get it in, right? But I just wanted to cover that because we did talk about it in the needy cover. So now let's go to Jeremiah 30. It says, verse 1, the word came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, thus speak the Lord God of Israel, saying, write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. For lo, the day comes, saith the Lord, that I will bring again the captivity of my people, Israel and Judah, said the Lord. And I will cause them to return to the land that I gave their fathers, and they shall possess it. Right? But he said, write this in a book. That's why you got the book of Jeremiah. It said the words that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, thus speaketh the Lord, or thus saith the Lord, God of Israel. Write all these words in the book, people. That's why we getting them. That's why we got them today. They words of God, moved by the Spirit of God to write these things. Words that's upright, even words of truth, right? So, you read these things, you put your faith in them. You put your faith in them, why? Because you believe in them. You believe what's written is so. So you put your faith in them. Belief and faith is pretty much the same thing, but it's processes. You believe it, then the faith come in. You put your faith in it by walking in it and living it out, right? So, faith come by hearing the word of God, that which is written. Right? Let's go to Isaiah now. 28. So, we're going to pick it up at 9. Isaiah 28 and 9. Whom shall he teach knowledge? Remember, because the preacher is wise, he still taught the people knowledge. He gave good heed and sought out that which is written. That which is written, which is upright, even words of truth, right? That which you hear, put your believe that it's true, put your faith in it. You hear about God in there too, right? You say, how you gonna believe on God that you never heard of? So on and so forth. That which we read in Romans 10, people. I'm not trying to, you know, let's just keep going. Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast, right? Let's go to Hebrews now 5. Man, if that dog gonna shut up. Hebrews 5. And we'll pick it up at 11. Of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. Remember, Jesus said to him that have an ear, let him hear. But how can you, if you don't hear? What it's saying at Romans 10, hearing the word of God, right? It says 17, 10 and 17. So then faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So Paul's saying here in Hebrews 5 and 11, of whom we have many things to say and hard to utter, seeing you're dull of hearing. Right? For when a time ye ought to be teachers, and there's a lot of Israelites that think they're teachers and they ought to be teachers, but listen. It said, for when the time you ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracle of God. People be forgetting the first intrinsic principles of the word of God, which you will find in Torah, in the first five books, because it breaks down even the end times. Once again, when Moses and whoever else was helping him writing them books was through, putting the last period on it, to end the thought, the last thought of the book, it was over with. So, let me make sure all my mics and stuff is open. Alright. So, people, that's it. Let's keep reading. Hebrews 5 and 13 now. Nah, I ain't finished 12. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracle of gods, and are become such as have need of milk and not strong meat. Right? So what did we read? Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. So if you need to go back to the first principles of the oracles of God, you still on milk. But some want to talk end time prophecy, this, that, and go in depth and deal with genealogies and all these things, but they don't have the fundamental principles of the oracles of God. They building a house, or let's put it like this, they building on to the church of God things that need not be, due to the fact that the foundation has been set. And you can't lay nothing, no other foundation or nothing else on that foundation but what needs to be laid, right? Temple people. So, Hebrews 5 and 13 now. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of God, or the word of righteousness, as they say him, but the word of God, which is righteous. For he is a babe. And ain't nothing wrong with being a babe, because babes grow up if they don't end up dying before they get grown. But as time go, they grow up and become not babes in Christ, but men. And you know what I'm saying? And when I say men, I'm talking men. You can say it's male chauvinist, but I'm talking men. When I say man, then that's male and female. Right? But 14. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Forgive me there, people. So, this is what it is, people. This is what we got to comprehend and understand and deal with. So, strong meat belongs to those that's able to discern good from evil. But how do you discern what's good and what evil? Just the same situation Eve and Adam was facing. You will be like God, knowing good and evil. But can you discern now? Yeah, you might know some good doctrine, you might learn some bad doctrine, but how are you going to be able to discern which is one? By rightly dividing the word of truth. Right? So now, we'll come back to Hebrews 6 later. But let's go back to Isaiah 28 now. We're going to get to the dividing some more. Verse 10, Isaiah 28 and 10. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak to this people. People, I'm speaking English. This book is written in English. This is not the Hebrew language. But this verse right here lets you know that he's going to speak to his people in a stammering lip in another tongue. So when people tell you, you got to go to the Hebrew to understand or this, understand this, or you got to go to the Greek or something, they lying to you. Because those not the only two tongues in which the Lord will speak to his people in. Got to start getting that comeback together, baby. Got to keep it in the pocket. One of the lips. Yeah, I know some of y'all haters going to probably take a picture or something, but ain't no shame in my game, haters. Just let me know you watching, care about me. You like Heavy D, you ain't got nothing but love for me. So, 12, Isaiah 28 and 12, to whom he said, this is the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they will not hear. Remember, they dull of hearing. But the word of the Lord was unto them, precept, precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little, that they might go and fall back and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore, hear the words of the Lord, ye scoffing men that rule this people which is in Jerusalem. Because ye have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing of schedule, well, you can read the rest of that, though, y'all. Let's get back to the subject matter. So, people, let me show you something. Let me show you really what people should be talking about and dealing with and working out, which is the first principle of the oracles of God, right? Let's go back to Hebrews. Paul is telling us this. Yeah, you can go and get it in the Old Testament, but why have a New Testament of epistles and stuff? We don't need to deal with them. Now we're in Hebrews 6, and we're going to pick it up at 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection. See, when you try to lead it, you're supposed to go on to perfection. And truly, perfection is in death. Death for the carnal mind to get a spiritual mind. It's got to die. Then that spiritual mind quickens and wakens up. Death for the flesh, when it's gone, eventually the body will be quickened and you will be in perfection. Then you totally perfected, the mind perfected and the flesh. And to then, just partial. So, it said, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead work. If you ain't got to keep renewing people or telling them about their works is dead, these things you doing is after the flesh, not after the spirit, after the letter, not after the spirit, trying to renew what? Their mind, people. Laying again the foundation of repentance from dead work and of the faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptism, which we can go to Romans 6 and you can see what I just said about the mind is supposed to be understood through the baptism that took place with John the Baptist and Jesus. Because he said, it is for us to fulfill all things. And why you think when he told us, Cornelius, you must be born of the water. The water is physical. Death and resurrection. Christ is the firstborn from the dead. But when you go in the water, that represents your death and resurrection. Born from the dead. What? the carnal mind, which is death, to the spiritual mindset, people. I mean, we could deal with this detail by detail, but let me keep going. It said, 2, of the doctrine of baptism and laying on of hands, and of the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permit. If God don't permit it, you can't move on, people. You can become a babe and become just like a child in a womb. You can come out stillborn, spiritually. It happens to a lot of them. Now, let me see where I want to go. I got a couple of those, so. Let's go to Matthew 24. And you go to verse 4, and it says, Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. So I'm going to leave that with you. Let's go to Ephesians 5 and 6. Leave some words of wisdom around. But we're going to get back into dividing or whatever. If that's if people want to call in and talk, even if y'all want to try to divide something. 5 and 6. Let no man deceive you with vain words, because of these things come the wrath of God upon the children of the disobedience. Because that which is written is upright, even words of truth. So don't let nobody just come giving you lip service and they not properly, rightly dividing the word of truth. Right? Let no man beguile you. Let's give us some script talking about that. Got to leave these warnings out here. To those that have an ear, take heed. To those that don't, I can't do nothing for you, man. It's Flavor Flav. Said, I can't do nothing for you, man. So, Colossians 2 and 4. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. They start speaking in tongues. You like, oh, they do the hashabas, whatever, in church, right? And people be like, oh, he's speaking in the Holy Spirit. But people go speak Hebrew, and then you fascinated that people can speak Hebrew. And then, yeah, you like, yeah, I want to hear the Bible in Hebrew, you know. And then they tell you, well, you can't really comprehend or understand unless it's in Hebrew. Y'all have seen it on this show and stuff. What people like, well, the Hebrews say this or the Greeks say this. But what I'm reading say this. Now, you going to take me somewhere else and entice me to believe something different than what's written in here? What? They not conveying the same message? What, this is no good? Then we don't need to use this one. We need to use that one. But if that's what suits you, then fine. Let's keep going. We're going to skip down to 18. It says, let no man beguile you of your reward in a it won't come out, people. Humility, whatever, humility and worship of angels. Intruding into those things which he had not seen, vain puffed up by the fleshly mind, showing you again the carnal mind, and not holding the head for which all the body by joints and bands have nourishing ministering knots together in Christian. I don't know, I ain't read that in a while. I might need to go on Colossians and start reading tonight. Might be some jewels in them that I'm passing by because I ain't been in there so long. anyway, that's what a and four, that's when you get that servants obey all the things your master according to the flesh, not with our servants. I need to go on that because that's what people be going with that. But beware, people, beware, beware, beware. Let's go to Matthew 7. Beware, beware, beware. Verse 15. And it said, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are ravishing wolves. Right? Most people don't know that. They think most people that come in the name of God is righteous men. Some of them are the most biggest devils you want to meet. You can even include me in it if you want. If I ain't saying or doing stuff right according to the word of God, hey, beware of me too. Beware of all men. Because none is perfect. Philippians. Oh, I told you, I ain't trying to be your leader. I ain't trying to do all that. I'll be a watchman if you set me up, because I know for the most part, God set me up and gave me the eyes, ears, and everything to discern what's going on. But outside of that, it's my job just to warn you. So all I'm here to do is warn you. Destruction is coming. Famine, pestilence, and plagues, this and that, the abomination of desolation. I don't care what they say about AD 70. Warn you about your death and your resurrection. You die wrong, you're going to raise that way. You're going to get the lake of fire. You better die right and raise right and get the kingdom of God. This, that, and the other. You do what you want to do after I tell you. But that's my job. It's to warn you. Right? Philippians 3:2. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision, how we say that? It won't come off like fluently, so I ain't gonna worry about it. I gotta end back up in Colossians 2:8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiment of the world, and not after Christ. Vain philosophy and stuff. See, that's what happens when people get outside the Bible. Endless genealogies, philosophies, this, that, and all this other stuff. It's like, what the word of God say, man? Oh, you don't know the word of God. You've been studying all that other stuff. Remember, people, I don't know nothing. I can't do nothing. I can't even read good. So, whatever. 2 Peter. I'm not the man. Other people tell you they the man. I ain't the man. 2 Peter 3:17. Ye therefore, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, right, fall from your own steadfast, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Right? 1 Timothy. I'm going to pick it up at 1 Timothy 1:4. Says, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which master questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith, so do. Endless genealogies. Number one, when you get to the New Testament, but if you know that people could sojourn with Israel, it don't matter what your genealogy is, you choose to serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Right? So, as what's her name? Rachel the Harlot or whatever? Oh, what's the girl's name? I can't think of nothing. People, my mind is bugged out. But anyway, Rahab. I said Rachel. Rahab. Those are my bugged out right now. Rahab the Harlot. She believed on the God of Israel because she heard what was going on. And she said, I'm going to hide you. Y'all make a vow with me that y'all ain't going to come kill me and my people, my family. Let's be more specific, my family. And boom, I hide you. Let y'all go about and let God's will be done. Just let him be willing also to, you know, spare me from this havoc that he's about to put up on these people. Because I believe in him and I put my faith in him. I have heard of him through y'all conquests or whatever, right? That's it, you know. She won Israel. So, people, faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So, what did we just read? 1 Timothy 1 and 4. That's a good one. If I was y'all, I would highlight that in my text. I would get a marker, a pen, and mark that. Neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions, rather than godly edifying, which is in faith. So do. Mark that one, people. Titus, because that seemed to be the thing now. This is what the conscious community then brought to the unconscious Israelites. Oh, let me. Hebrew Israelites. They act like they unconscious to that text. It's another one that I tell you about endless genealogies and stuff. See, if you just talk righteous and wickedness, then it whoever fit the righteousness from whatever nation fall under that category, and whoever fit the wickedness would fall up under that category. Voila, no genealogy needed. You are the seed of the seed of God. You are the seed of Satan. Spiritual genealogy will come in play then. Your father is Satan. Your father is God. Voila. It's over with. Endless genealogies. Over with. You doing righteous. Woo-woo. This is what righteous is. You doing wicked. Woo-woo. That's what wickedness is. People don't teach like that no more. You got to try to go and show where the seed and you the seed of your father and this and that and whoop, whoop and, you know, yeah, the curses and this and that. Why can't we show we Israel by the blessings? Because we not receiving the blessings because we not keeping the word of God. Therefore, we still under the curses. That's sad. But Titus 1 and 14. Neither give heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turns from the truth. This is when you get into the Talmud and the Kabbalah and stuff. I done dealt with the Talmud a little bit and the terminology and stuff. Teachings and this and that and every. I ain't going to go deep into it and try to get the book and try to jump into that. I don't need that because what's written here is upright, even words of truth. And if it don't line up with this, then I'm going to chunk it. I ain't going to chunk this and pick that up. You see what I'm saying? That's not me. I stick to my guns. Or I stick to my little knife or whatever. Whatever it is that I'm working with and I done survived this long with it, like David in his little slingshot or whatever, and he knew the Lord was with him when he was out there taking care of them, you know, wild beasts that was supposed to be ferocious beasts like bears and lions and whatever, when he was protecting the sheep. When he seen Goliath, he said, "Lord, be with me," the same he was with that stuff. Why should I be afraid of this uncircumcised big mouth? I don't need no new weapon. This one been working. Lord been with me all this time. Why should I change up? I don't need to put this man armor on. That's you. You wear that. That's your armor. Them your shoes. You walk in your shoes. I ain't shoeless. I'm my own shoes. I walk a mile in my shoes. You walk a mile in your shoes. See whose shoes is the best fit or most comfortable for them. You know? Let's read that 15 here in Titus 1 and 15. Unto the pure, all things are pure. But unto them that are defiled and unbelievers is nothing pure. But even their minds and their conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobated. Every good work you reprobated? You might say, what that mean, huh? So before I get into some more stuff, let's go show what that is, right? Need Romans 3. And we'll pick it up at 3. Romans 3 and 3. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? They don't believe what they hear. They don't believe what's written. God forbid, yet God, let God be true, but every man a lie, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sin and mightest overcome when thou art judged. Right? But if our unrighteousness, notice this, because Paul, like myself, like you say I'm lying, well, okay, if this and that, then I'm going to be judged for my lying. Well, I'm going to be judged for my faith in this book that you claiming is wrong, then I'm going to be judged for that, because that's going to be my statement when I see, well, I believe what was written in this KJV, and I lived according to that. Right? So this is the same thing Paul doing. He's saying, well, we saying stuff, and if y'all don't believe it, then we just false witness and this, this is what you go to when you deal with the resurrection in 1 Corinthians 15. He said, if we preach that Christ rose from the dead and he didn't rise, then we be found liars. Because we preaching he did, and you saying he didn't, well, somebody here lying, buddy. Right? So, Romans 3 and 5 now. But if our unrighteousness commit the righteousness of God, what should we say? Is God unrighteous who take vengeance? I speak as a man. Right? So what verse we was coming off? That was Titus, right? Let me go back there right quick to reference back to what? Because some people, you know, even myself, be forgetting. So it said 16. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobated. So it say 5. But if our Romans 3 and 5. But if our unrighteous commit the righteousness of God, you know, that's of every good work being reprobated. It said, what shall we say? Is God unrighteous who take vengeance? I speak as a man. God forbid. For then how shall God judge the world? Seeing he's a righteous judge, and you commit unrighteousness, quote unquote, to bring about his righteousness. You can't do that, people. God forbid. For then how shall God judge the world? For if the truth of God had more abundance through my lies unto his glory, why am I also judged as a sinner? Because you lied and thought your lie can bring about righteousness. Now you got people doing stuff that's not according to the word of God, but it's supposed to be righteous, or this is where it said they got a zeal of God but no knowledge, and they go about to establish their own righteousness and not God's, because it's not according to the word of God, right? That's why you got to know how to rightly divide the word of truth, blah, 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 right? Y'all know I be tripping, right? So, 6, God forbid, how then should God judge the world? For if the truth of God have more bounds through my lies unto his glory, why yet am I also judged as a sinner, and not rather as we be slanderous reported, and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil that good may come? Who damnation is just? Those who do that, right? Every good work unto reprobation, and they think all the works they're doing is good, so they reprobate it. They don't understand that they're doing wrong. Hey! So, 9. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. For we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. As it is written, no. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Right? So, let me see. I done did an hour. Let me open up this mic. That's all y'all can get out of me today. I could go more and stuff. I ain't got no reason. It feel like it's just me. I see my sister. I know her and her sister gonna be on the line. It's a couple people then hopped in and out, but you know, I ain't finna put in no super work for y'all. And like I said, I know people be stealing my stuff and bringing it to y'all, preventing, you know, presenting it like it's theirs, and they ain't, you know, this and that. So I ain't just finna be putting all this work in and out here and this and that, and y'all not respecting it in the proper manner. So, you know, if you see me like lackluster or not caring too much sometime, know that I don't feel like I gotta go to the limit, push to the limit. So it is what it is. You can feel however you want to feel about it. But, you know, if you want love, then you got to show love. That's how life works. You know what I'm saying? So at the same time, I know some of y'all ain't going to call in and deal with me because, you know, I push y'all to be more righteous and honest in certain doctrines and teachings. And as I was saying today, all that Hebrew this and Greek that and all this different stuff that y'all bring to the table that's not righteously brought to the table due to the fact that you just don't want to deal with what's written, seeing that, as you know, as we talk sometimes, we got babies around here, so why you got to go and try to be all puffed up with, you know how to speak a new tongue, or you know how to do something, and it's like, man, ain't you supposed to be edifying the body, or you over here trying to puff yourself up and show that you greater than somebody and something? If that's the case, be the greatest servant there is unto the body and do some service. Hell, read for me. I need somebody to read. Come read. And then you'll show yourself as a humble person. You ain't got to be the teacher. You can do some reading. Remember, I can't read. I can't write. I can't do nothing. So I need somebody to service that position. But y'all ain't, you know, you want the glory and this and that. I understand. Remember, I done gave most of you, let me not get on a tangent, but I done gave y'all shows where y'all can teach some of y'all. And y'all got shows and never have you called me over, asked me over to preach or teach or show something over there. That, it's all good, though. Because like I tell, you know, the world, I ain't the hater. I show love. I done gave my platform to people. You know, I bring people over. I don't attack them or act like a butt, but people want to put me out there like that. That's cool. You know, tear my eyes down to build your arms up if you got to. But the Lord got this. You know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna stop. You know, it might slow down and get in the mud and spinning tires for a second, this and that. But when it's time for the season, for everything to break loose and the floodgate open, that's what it'll be again. It is what it is. So long as the Lord with it, who can be against it? How you doing, sister?
Hey, Jesus, where you okay?
Oh yeah, you know, sometimes I'll be snapping off. I got stuff, you know. I gotta get off my chest, you know.
Me and my sister online.
Yeah, I know.
did you get our post we put on last night?
I ain't understand the question.
Did you get our post? We put a comment on it last night that you had did.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
You know,
I got on the phone. I talked to my sister. Look here, my sister said this lesson help her grow, help her change her life, help her want to do stuff and get her on and do for herself.
Well, like I said, if I do it for nothing but one person, I'm doing it for them. I don't worry about the other people.
Nope, I don't need it because, hey, Jesus came here for everybody. Now, that's just how I look at life. You either want it or you don't want it. It is not enough room on this earth for nobody to be doing no hating and being no jealous. That's just crazy to me. And I can't sit and let myself worry and be concerned about what people do because everything I do for anybody, I do it in the name of the Lord, and I leave it at that. And I've been like that for a long time, and I'm going to continue to stay that way. But I heard you on the phone. What you do, and keep doing what you've been doing. Because everything you do, as long as you do it for the Lord, you'll never have to worry about what nobody say. You never have to worry about because that's how I raised my daughter.
Like I told people, it's been times when it's just been me here by myself. And them same jokes, just be my by myself. I see people came back and listened to them eventually. And I know people got something from them, just like this. I ain't try to do no big hoopla. You know, I'm sitting up here looking at the camera. And like, man, my lip all messed up. It's splitting. It's that one lip. You know, you get it chapped and you don't get the Carmax to take care of it. And then your lip look bad.
Yeah,
so,
I understand.
My dogs understand. Making noise and stuff.
I'm
going in there to get on them and stuff. So, I mean, it is what it is. It's life. That's what I try to tell people. Really? I don't get on here like I'm in a studio with a great backdrop and all this stuff, and I got to speak with great punctuation and grammar and this, that, and that ain't me. I'm just your average brother that's on YouTube talking about the things that I think the people need to hear something about. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And like I said, if you greater than me and doing whatever, that's good. But if you want to be the greatest amongst the people, you got to serve the people. My platform is to serve the people. And people try to hate and run people away from the platform and do different stuff and hate. But it's like, it's all good.
I know. Yes, it is. It's plenty of room. It is plenty of room at the cross. I wonder if people understand it. Every time you put in God's word, and one thing I know about that Bible, Jeremiah 1:12, the Lord watch over his word and hasten it, because ain't one word going to fall out of this book. When you put God's word back in, he stands for attention. And I've been knowing this a long time. My mama taught me this when I was a little girl. I ain't know nothing about who Jesus was, but she taught me that it was a Jesus up there in that heaven. And she didn't know where, and she didn't know who she was, who he was, but she definitely talked to me. And you know, hey, I'm just a people person. I never let none of people say affect me. When people be talking crazy, I just listen. If I'm on the phone and you open up the mic and you say your mic open, if I don't say nothing, it means I'm not going to say anything. Because, first of all, I be trying to listen to everything everybody say so I can see what I can apply in my life and somebody else's life. If it's good, I'm going to take it. If it's bad, I'm going to leave it where it's at, and I'm going to make sure I do not make the mistake, because you got to learn from your mistake somewhere. If it ain't no boundless land with you, guess who you teaching to? You putting God's word right back to him. And one thing I know about God, when you put his word in, heaven is rejoicing. I've been knowing that a long time. And no Israeli guy, nobody else ain't teaching that. No. Mm-mm. The Lord showed me that his own self. That's why what you're doing is a greater good for the Lord. First of all, it's a greater good for the Lord. And I heard what you said about a babe online. Yeah, my sister online. Look at her. I won't tell you the personal things about my sister. One day I'll let her tell you. Because I did tell you that my sister's in nursing home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she would tell me last night to go up and tell her she would get up and get out and get her own place. She would tell me how when she online and she be listening, she be encouraged because she say, sister, what's the... I say, why you never say this? He say, I don't know what to say. No. Whatever he talking on, if you don't know, just ask him. He'll take the time out and explain it to you because I already told him that you're a baby and you just not learned about the word. So every little bit she get online, she be excited about it. I'm telling you, she excited now. She online. She excited. She just ain't going to say nothing, but trust me. She is excited about learning this word where she's online and somebody is talking to level and not trying to make like they just know. See, we don't fool around with people that know it all. Them know it all. Them know it all, folks. Oh no. Trust me, we don't deal with know it all and them holy people. We do not deal with them. We have nothing against nobody, but she cannot learn from them. But ever since she's been getting on this land and listening to IOG every Sabbath, listening to Brother Boyd getting on Friday Night Prayer, going to Baptist, I think this is the best thing ever happened to me and her both. So you know, hey. We're grateful for you getting online. I told you, the huddle will never go under. Uh-uh. I pray for the huddle every morning. I believe the Baptist of these things come on much faster than prayer. You got to pray one for this. So what you doing, you ain't doing it for yourself. You is doing it for the Lord, and you doing it for the peoples because the peoples can grow, and they can go apply everything that you're saying. They can apply it to their family, to their life, and it will teach them how to sit down and talk to family. Family not doing that no more. This land is a family. And me and my sister, we talk about that. This land is a family where you can get on this land and you can come talk to nobody that will shut you down, talk you down, holler at you, cuss you out, and all that other kind of crazy stuff.
Might get a little frustrated with the conversation as I do from time to time.
That's cool. That's cool, yeah, but you're not jumping nobody and cutting people out, cutting the switchboard off and muting people's phone. I mean, I be hearing them brothers online talk about that. I listen. I hear what they say. And they say, I can come over to the huddle, car ain't going to mute you, he ain't going to cut you off, he ain't going to cuss you out. No, I'm not letting you push my number button. Please don't do that. I tell the brother last night, look, don't forget about them fruit of the spirit. You know what the Lord said about the fruit of the spirit? You have to keep the fruit of the spirit at all times. And it is babes on land, because y'all be online talking about stuff. I ain't never heard of it. Tell me and my sister talk about it. She said, you know they talking about, nope, I don't have a clue. Girl, I don't know what they were talking about. I don't know. All I know, they talk about stuff I don't even want to know about, because I'm not finna go be picking my brains with this stuff with all y'all. See, y'all been at this stuff a long time. I just only read the Bible. I'm telling you, I just only read the Bible. I'm just not where I'm reading encyclopedia where I was doing it. We grateful and thankful to the Lord. We thank the Lord for it in Jesus' name. That's not going to change.
Well, with that said, I'm gonna get off of him.
Yes, brother, you go ahead and get off. Because me and my sister thing on Bible study.
All right. It is Wednesday night.
All right, brother. Peace and name. Until tomorrow, right. The Lord said, I like to say the same. You have a peace tonight.
All right, peace, sisters.
All right, peace, brother.
All right, peace to y'all out there.
All right.